Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Tetzaveh. The light of the world was the temple, as implied by the nature of the windows. The windows were narrowly inside and wider on the outside, so that light within the temple could radiate out into the world. In Parsha Tetzaveh, the spiritual darkness of the world is to be countered by the light of the menorah inside of the Kodesh. The oil to be provided from the menorah has specific requirements, pure olive oil beaten for the light. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 20. Because the menorah requires refined oil, only the first grade of oil obtained from the olives is used. Nachlos 86a. The light of the menorah is to burn continually, understood as meaning every night, all throughout the night. Thus, because the nighttime represents spiritual darkness, it's implied that the light of the menorah is a counter-presence to that darkness. In the beginning, darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. According to Rashi, the throne of divine glory was standing in space, hovering over the face of the waters. This represents the supremacy of light over darkness. Thus, it is a juxtaposition that represents a continuous actuality symbolized by the menorah in the Mishkan and later in the Beis HaMikdash. Throughout the ages, the spiritual darkness of the world manifests to a lesser or greater degree at different points in history. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples, but upon thee the Lord will arise, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. God will provide us with the light of truth and wisdom that will sustain us. For as spiritual darkness continues to descend upon the world, we can take hope in the preservation that will be provided for Klal Yisrael. Hashem's light will be upon us despite the darkness that encumbers the world. This reminds of the light in the land of Goshen for the children of Israel during the plague of darkness. This is one of the parallels that the sages draw between the first redemption and the final redemption. The light of God, representing his wisdom, is also found in reference to the Choshen Mishpat. The Kohen Gadol wore a breastplate of 12 stones, each one designating a tribe of Israel. In regard to a specific question posed to Hashem, tradition teaches that certain stones would light up, indicating God's response that would be interpreted by the Kohen Gadol. One inference that can be made from this prophetic communication device is the need for Hashem's wisdom in our lives. It is the discernment that he can grant to us in order to differentiate between emes, truth, and sheker, lies. And it is his guidance that can lead us in the right direction amidst a world of confusion. Based upon the verse, "And you shall build me a sanctuary, and I shall dwell in the midst of you," Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, the sages emphasize that ideally we are to make ourselves a sanctuary so that Hashem may dwell within each and every one of us. The menorah shone its light outside the Holy of Holies in order to serve as a witness that the Shekhinah abides in the midst of Israel, as mentioned in the Talmud tractate Shabbos 22b. In like manner, we are meant to be a light unto the nations. If we consecrate Hashem's name in our lives by abiding in accordance with his will for us, then we make ourselves kadosh, so that he may dwell within us. Yet if we desecrate God's name by transgressing against his will, then we are distancing ourselves from him. As is written, your sins have separated between you and your God. To face the spiritual darkness that we encounter in life, we must keep our eyes on the light that is still present in the world so that we will not walk in darkness.